When you begin to step onto a platform of confidence versus shame, your whole life changes.
Because of the freedom you have through Jesus Christ, you can have true joy. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and today on Making Your Life Count, Darla France gives her personal insight.
There's so many great stories of people that the Lord has brought into our path. I particularly remember after teaching somewhere, there were quite a few women who were there, and as I was leaving the church, there was one woman in particular. I happened to look up, and I happened to see her arms stretching over the heads of the women in front of her. And I looked up at her, and I just motioned to her to come aside and talk for a few minutes.
As Darla listened to this woman's story, all she could think to do was to offer her encouragement in Christ.
And I recall at that moment that she was weeping, and she said, "I have AIDS, and I don't feel that I can belong to anyone, anywhere." And her husband had been promiscuous and unfaithful to her and brought AIDS into their marriage. She said, "I don't have very long to live, but I want you to know that I've found hope, that I can have joy and I can have peace. And I want to spread that message as much as I can." And she even went on a radio station and talked about her own journey. Several months later, I heard that she went to be with the Lord. But it's a story that especially sticks out to me because it reminded me of how lepers must have felt.
By simply caring for people who are hurting, God could use you to make an eternal difference.